I don't know how the rest of it goes, but
I can't. I'm not even gonna try.
It's the greatest intro song of all time for the greatest podcast of all time. We're back, baby. We're rejuvenated. We went on vacation. We played the fuck out of some Dragon Quest. We're feeling good. We're feeling great. You're listening to Pocket Cast, the Nintendo DS focused podcast. And we played for the past like 4 weeks because we got our timing wrong, I think, on when we
we do that every time. Every time we're gonna take a moderate break, we just can't tell time all of a sudden, and then it's a month. We took a month off.
So we took a month to play Dragon Quest IV Chapters of the Chosen. Man, am I glad to introduce you to Dragon Quest.
Dude, you've been talking about it for years. And honestly, I didn't really give a shit. But then we started doing this podcast, and I'm kind of getting back into some of these retro games. And then we play some good ones, and it kind of makes me want to go back and play through some of these old, like, turn-based JRPGs. And damn, this game fucking slaps big ol' mama titties.
It does.
It's so fucking good. 10 out of 10. I didn't even get halfway through it. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I got maybe... Oh, man. Quarter? Nah. I don't even think I got a quarter of the way through, to be honest with you.
I bet you got over a quarter. I don't know. I haven't beat the game either, so I don't know how long it is. But knowing that it's a Dragon Quest game, you can guarantee like 80 hours.
Jesus Christ.
At least. And that's like, at least, you know.
That's some fucking time. Jesus Christ.
I know for sure on Dragon Quest IX. It was at least 120 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking awesome, though. That's a lot of game. That's a lot of game.
And you never, like... The only reason I ever back off from a Dragon Quest game is because I get lost.
Oh.
It's never because I'm bored of it or tired of it. It's because I hit a spot that I'm just like, oh, I can't get past this part. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason is me. You know?
It's me. Hi.
It is me. I gotta stop this cat. He's killing me.
Is he killing you? Get him, dude. Get him. He's probably got a hair tie, a mouse toy. Yeah, a mouse toy. Called it. There's 15, 30 of those things floating around here.
Back to where we were.
Yeah. This fucking game was so great. I loved everything about it.
So, in this game, we're going to do a little... It's so funny because I just did a tiny bit of research, and I didn't think any of it stuck, and now it's just like, boom, right there.
Yeah, frontal lobe, activate.
So, with Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3, I believe that's in what you call the Eldritch. I'm bad at the names because I've never been like a YouTube it and like watch people talk about the games. I just play Dragon Quest.
Sounds good enough. Just run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be confident.
Thanks.
No one will care.
No one will say anything.
The internet is a nice place.
So the first three are all semi lightly connected.
Okay.
And then you've now got, then there's 4, 5, and 6 that are in the Zenithian trilogy.
Sure.
It's the name of the sword that comes into play.
Oh.
And you have so when they had the first one, you are just by yourself. In the second one, I want to say you pick up a couple people and they have their own kind of personalities.
Wait, the entire first game is just solo?
Solo, yeah.
No party?
No party.
What the fuck?
It's a weird feeling. It's such an isolated feeling.
Yeah, I was going to say, that feels lonely, dude.
It does. It's, yeah, it does. Christ. But that adds some atmosphere to it all, you know? And it really makes you want to interact with the NPCs.
Yeah, solo leveling the game.
Mm-hmm. So then in the third one, I could be wrong. I believe that it is that you have 3 party members that you choose.
Okay.
That you kind of pick up, you know, I want 2 healers and an archer, or, you know, you kind of, you pick it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
But I think because of that, they have a little bit less of a personality than they would in, say, the second one, where they are automatically their characters that you get assigned to your party.
Okay.
And in the fourth one, they really liked, they like having the party members, but they have learned from earlier games that the people like those characters having their own personality.
Oh yeah, they're an integral part of the story in some way. They just make sense to the whatever the fuck's going on. And the oh my fucking god, the approach to storytelling this game had was insane.
Yeah, it was a big deal for them when they were doing, they were like, I want to do this in a different way where people really care.
Yeah.
So you're giving everyone backstory before they, I mean, you get a prologue, but then the first four chapters.
Dude, I don't remember anything about the prologue.
It's tiny. It's nothing really. It's about the main hero that you're going to then pick up in chapter 5. And damn. So
we didn't even meet the protagonist.
I mean, you do, because the protagonist is who you start the prologue.
Shit, is that when you're, they were escaping from like the castle and they've got the dragon, like the mechanical dragon tank thing?
You're thinking of Chrono Trigger.
Oh fuck, that is, damn, that is Chrono Trigger. I was gonna say, I was like, I don't remember where,
I don't know
the machinery factored into the world.
There was no machinery in this. That was different game. Chrono Trigger. I can, but hey, you've got the same artist and the same writer, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's so, very least overlap.
Yeah, so it's very easy to get them confused, but also, I'm sure right now you're trying to make comparisons, and there's not.
Oh, dude,
the art is there, but like, I mean, the fighting system is different. It's
totally different.
Yeah,
yeah. This was cool.
It's such a good game to play when you. It covers the bases, right? If you want to delve into the story and get immersed in it, even with it being 16-bit and fucking 30 years old now,
Jesus.
You still get sucked into it.
Dude, it's such a complete experience.
Because then if you want to just grind and you don't feel like, you just want to watch a show and still play Dragon Quest.
Oh, you can.
Do it.
You fucking can. What's my number one complaint about turn-based RPGs?
Random encounters.
Yes, but why?
Because battle systems take too long.
They take for fucking ever. Dragon Quest, at least 4, can't speak to literally any of the others. It's fucking out here doing it well. It's clean, it's snappy, it's super fast. The menus are a little much. I feel like they could have simplified the menu system. At the very least.
In battle?
Absolutely.
In what way? You've got attack or flee. Then you choose attack. Now,
I don't. So here's my beef. I don't like having your primary menu, like when you get to a specific character in rotation during an attack sequence, you have, instead of all of your options or categories of attack, be that flee, use an item from your bag, attack, or use magic, right? Just to, those are really it. They're like stacked vertically in two columns. And like, okay, yeah, once I got a feel for it and like the timing of being able to mash inputs, because there's a dead zone.
What do you mean stacked vertically in two columns? They're in a box.
Right. Yeah, but the options are like it's 2x3. Right? So you have one column of three options and then one column of three options.
Sure.
Right? And so it starts you, I think, in the middle on the left. Or no, top left. No, middle left.
Attack. It starts you on top left. Attack. It starts you on top
left. Is it? Okay. Yeah. Bag or whatever. Anyway, but you have to, like, when I want to use magic on the one or two characters in my party that are using magic,
you go to the right.
Yeah, but it's such an interruption of the flow of button mashing A. I'm pissed. This is my biggest gripe about the game, is I couldn't play it with one hand not looking at the screen. Occasionally,
you could. If I want to use, could. I mean, you could just let your magic person attack if you don't feel like playing the fucking game.
Yeah, I mean,
my complaint is that I'm a lazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, I didn't say it was a good complaint. But that, like, that, I think that complaint says something so about mad. The caliber of this
livid.
Game.
I am fucking livid. The menus are perfect. Shut up.
No, again, once I got the feel for the timing, because, you know, you're smashing A, because everything has a fucking, you might have 9 enemies on screen Also, holy shit, the number of enemies at once that you can fight.
Oh, it gets really scary, doesn't it?
Dude, the first time it hits you with, like, straight up 7 enemies, and I'm like, I don't think I'm equipped for this. Like, I was getting 2, 1, 2, and 3s, maybe a 4, and then it fucking smokes you with a 7. Especially when there are those mushrooms.
And then they poison you?
They poison you, dude, before you really have fuck all to do with poison. And it's actually not that bad. Poison is actually pretty lenient. Like,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
But the... just... fuck, man. The battle sequences are incredible. It's so quick and snappy. And it presents all the enemies as though... your party's lineup, it's like POV, and you're like looking out at the enemies lined up across from you, and then when they take turns attacking, like each one, like the animation is as though they're coming at you, and it's such a cool fucking effect. It is so simple, but they did it so well, and it's just like all of the animations are really clean and pretty and interesting, and there's a little bit of variety, but it's not a lot, right? It's an old game.
Yeah,
but damn. Like, Dragon Ball Z had all the pretty and all the lights and the fanfare. It just, I was like, Jesus, I have to watch this fucking Kamehameha 36 more times before I can level
it. At least this one, though, if you're just attacking, just your basic attack, it's just like a line across or something. It's so simple, satisfying. The first time I played a Dragon Quest game, I was not sure about that viewpoint. I was like, well, okay, I don't get to see my party. Like, what? And then now it's one of my preferred views of it.
It's so
I do cool. believe that in like 7, 8, and 9,
yeah,
you start to actually see your party, like as you move on into the.
That's cool.
And totally moving away from this game, but in 9,
mm-hmm.
when you get new armor, you see it on your character.
Fuck yes, mm-hmm. dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking good. Dope.
Yeah.
Dude, this definitely took me back to playing probably like Final Fantasy 1 and 2. I say I always group them together just because I think 2 was the one that first implemented the battle timer. So like each character has like that timer.
Actually, it's Final Fantasy 3 or 4.
I don't think so.
Right? Because Final Fantasy gets changed with when it's released in America. Like, the Final Fantasy 1 that you know is actually Final Fantasy 3.
What?
Because Japan got... I'm pretty sure.
I'm willing to be wrong.
I'm pretty sure that's Final Fantasy that did that. There's a series of games that did that, and I do believe it's Final Fantasy. And that I want to say it's kind of like the...
I'm not fact-checking it at all, so...
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
You know, they did that too.
What?
The initial release of those books, the one with the rings, where they did the rings that they jumped through to, like, go to portals to other worlds. Because that's not Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe. In the first publishing of that series of books... Lion, Witch, and a Wardrobe is like the third one or something like that. Second or third one. And then...
Yes. Because I think there's 2 other books. But I think that's just in regards to the movie adaptations. I think in the books, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe is the third book of the
it
series.
It is? Okay, then maybe that's where it's the movies where they flipped it around.
It might be, yeah. I don't know. I guess regardless, because you might be right. And I have no idea. And again, I'm not... It's not that I don't care.
Someday we'll have a producer guy that we can be like, hey, look that up while we're, they'll be researching it while we're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd
now
be
taking
sweet.
Applications for a little slimy bitch boy. That'll be the
official
title.
You have
to
be slimy. You've got to be one of the greasiest people we've ever seen.
Yeah. It's BYOC. Bring your own fucking computer because you're not sliming up Mikey.
BYOC. They didn't say bring your own cum.
I had honestly, I mean, yes, I just assumed that one was implied. Like, we're not supplying cum.
No, not yet.
Not for free.
Either of you are overqualified. That is true.
That is true. Either of us.
For supplying cum, that's true. We are some, no, I'm not doing it. Like
I'm gonna edit the tags.
If the female can be a cum dumpster, then that makes us cum dump trucks.
They're both receptacles.
You're right. I'm wrong. Yeah, no, you're right. After once I said it, I realized I was wrong.
Is this the tangent we're taking?
I don't want to. Can we get back to the game?
Yeah, so Final Fantasy 1 and 2 actually is definitely where nostalgia took me in playing this game. And I'm not sure which is older, to be honest with you. I don't care to know. It doesn't matter to me too much, other than they both remind me of the exact same era of time, which is being a little child with really no scope of perspective on, you know, what video games may and might one day be, or might even currently be at the time, because I was always playing several years behind the curve. But either way, just being blown away by, like, the style of presentation and the world building. But it's like silent world building, because it doesn't do a lot with environment other than, like, the actual textures of the environment that you're given. Maybe the ambience provided through music and soundtrack. And then generally, like, the dialogue is vague.
Oh, do you mean, like, in the way that it directs you?
I just feel like...
Because I don't know if vague is... Because I feel like the dialogue gives so much character to which area you're in.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it's not targeted. Casual might be a better word to use, in that, like, they're not explicitly using dialogue to force a narrative by just saying it out loud, if that makes sense, right? They're not stating the facts in that kind of manner. It's just like
the NPCs.
It's almost like you just peek through a window and this is happening in real time, and this is just like, boom, now you're witnessing this. It's almost like a movie, right? Where it just starts in and you're like, what's going on? Like, none of us have a fucking clue. Watch.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, it is.
It doesn't hit you with a super solid intro.
If Let 'Em Cook was a game.
Dude. Oh, it's solid. But it just kind of tosses you in. And you're like, boom, you're in this world now. And you just start picking up little snippets. And four specifically, again, maybe this is a trope they persisted, but... for whatever reason they chose to go this way, you get a little sneak peek of the history, background, and life of each of the individual party members of the main story in these chapters leading up to, what is it, chapter 5?
Yep.
Yeah, and so you just, like, boom, here's a character, and they're in the middle of this shit, and they're in this corner of the world, and you gotta fucking play through a little half story arc. And then it's like, boom, nice, chapter 2. And you're like... What?
And it ends at he did such a good job with where they end each chapter at, just making you want to, don't end it here. You could have ended it half an hour earlier, but let me get to this part right here. When you are the Ragnar, was that his name?
The knight. At the beginning?
Yeah. Did you pick up the heel slime as a party member? Me too.
That was a fucking move right there.
It changes because as when you're doing all right, you're leveling up, going through killing some baddies, doing pretty well, you get into that, like, temple, or I don't remember what it was, a
a cave, a temple,
a tower. Was it a tower?
It was the tower, but
like what? The nectar tower.
That's where the kids went,
the birdsong nectar tower. Or is that might
be
another?
I think the Birdsong Nectar is the second tower you come across in the game.
Okay, but I thought they were the same towers at different times. But no, I think you're right. I think they are wrong towers. They're different towers.
I think they were different towers.
So
after a while, it got hard to remember where.
When you enter this tower as Ragnar, there's all of a sudden, like you said, four enemies. And you're just one dude.
Yeah.
And then if you can go without picking up the heel slime. Which is, you can, because he asked to join your party, and you can tell him no. I don't know how you would.
Why you would.
But.
I'm sure people have done it. And power to you. I'm sure, like, you know, if I was a sweat, really enjoying the shit out of this game, and I wanted a challenge, I would absolutely probably say no. But also, like, just from, like, a first-time gamer experience perspective, fuck yeah, bud. I was all over that shit. I was like... Fucking got myself a heel slime. Didn't know you could do that, but I got one of the baddies and he's on my team and now he's healing me. Not gonna lie, the first time I saw one of those fuckers, I think it was summoned by one of the other creatures, because occasionally they'll call for backup or whatever. Fuck, cocksuckers. And they always inevitably call up a heal slime. And heal slimes are dumb as shit. And they'll just, like, heal themselves when they're at full HP. The only thing on their team that has full HP.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't do any fucking damage. So, honestly, they're just a gimme, which is nice, because you can just face tank them and burn rounds if you need to, you know, I don't know, revive somebody or fuck who knows. But the first time I saw one, I was like, oh, shit, I bet it'll use its attack, you know, the healing ability, but it'll use it on one of us. And I thought I could maybe farm out, like, healing if I left one alive or something. In fact, you cannot.
No.
But being able to recruit one is a nice consolation prize.
So there's an offshoot of Dragon Quest called Dragon Quest Monsters.
Ooh.
And it is kind of like Pokemon.
Oh, no shit.
So it's this, but to the nth degree, where now I can get these suits of armor, you know, and you're in your party, and it's very fun. It's on the Game Boy Color. I love those games.
Are there multiple titles?
There's one and two, and then there is, I believe, one on the 3DS, and maybe now one on the Switch, or maybe they re-released one onto the Switch.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely a newer one on the Switch right now.
That's cool.
Dragon Quest Monsters Dark Prince, I believe is what it's called.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it's always like in the second one, I think it is. Like, and maybe it's even the first one. You're the son of a bad guy. Like, you're not a good guy, really.
That's fucking awesome, dude. I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's just going to jump into this too while we're on the subject. In the fourth chapter, you become Toniko. Is that is that his name? I know we had it pulled up here.
In the third? Here, let me hit that with my little visage.
There it was the fourth chapter. Fourth chapter.
Toniko? Toniko? Tanako?
Pull it up.
There it is, right there. Torneko.
Torneko.
Taloon. What a fucking name.
Awesome name. First things first. Character. The music changes when you're him. Like, I mean, it's one of the most, like, noticeable changes that I felt really affected the atmosphere. There's, like, a boom, 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 boom behind the main music.
He's a pudgy little dude, too.
And it's just, it fits it so well. I love it because you start out the chapter and you're basically told to go to work.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
You just played the NPC, and you did exactly what I did the first time I played. Well, you're just doing days and days of work, basically.
Yeah, dude, I just would go to the shop and sell fucking shit.
Is something going to happen? Like, what the fuck? And I told you, I was like, just leave town. Get a weapon and leave town and just kind of go explore. And you're like, oh.
I could leave.
Yeah, I don't have to be here to work. I can go. I'm not an NPC, but I did the same thing, and you get totally pulled into this like NPC mindset. Well, they sucker
you in because the chapter starts with you waking up in bed, you as Torneko Taloon, and your wife's like, "You lazy fuck, you're already late for work. I made you a fucking sandwich. Your son is counting on you. Go." And I was like, "I have to go to fucking work. I got a family, and then like my shift is over," which. I don't know if you completed a full day's shift of
in the past. For to this playthrough, I did not.
Because you basically play as you role play. You're RPing a merchant, which is fucking hilarious. God damn, I was like, this game is how old? This is awesome. No wonder there's no good content for games left. Like they already did it. Oh shit, I was laughing so hard.
So. The reason I bring him up is they ended up making another spin-off series based on him.
Dude, hell yes. And is it a merchant sim?
It kind of. I think it's more of like you're going out and getting goods to sell at your shop.
Kind of like Moonlighter?
Yeah, I think it might be similar to that. I've never played Moonlighter.
I haven't either.
It's
30 times.
It's responsible for the Mystery Dungeon series.
I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
There's like Pokemon. The one that's most known, I think, stateside is the Pokemon Mystery Dungeons.
Huh.
I don't know if there's a DS or 3DS titles. Possibly both. But it's just really funny how the influence just continues on. We talked about it in the last episode or episode before when we shouted, you know, we talked about Akira Toriyama and just the amount of influence. And then you look at this, like you said, the way that there's the backstory for all the characters, I think this had to be one of the first ones that really go into it in that depth. They also talked about, I was reading an old interview where they were talking about wanting to make, they made it so that all the NPCs aren't just like given lines of dialogue to deliver to you. They have their own lives going on and they've got their own places that they want, that they're trying to get to. And now you see that. Absolutely. You know, like it's a, it, Oblivion is like the most coolest game to watch for that reason, where they did the same thing, where they gave the AI, here is your objective.
Yeah.
You know, and they have some really funny notes on making those games where it's like, you made it so this guy's objective is to just feed his family, but you didn't realize he had this one thing about his personality. So he like kills all of his neighbors to get the food.
So, is this shit happening in that game?
That doesn't happen in Dragon Quest.
No, not in Dragon
Quest. But in Oblivion, when they were... No shit. Not when it came out, but like when they were testing their AI and they're like, gave them this directive, but they didn't give them like, but you can't do this, but you can't do that. You know, they didn't. They just were like,
checks and balances, baby. Yes,
they had to put checks and balances in on them because otherwise they were just like...
Just out there slinging it, dude. Yeah. That's fucking great.
So, I mean, just... And the way that this game alone, and I know that, I mean, obviously this is a good thing to see, and it's dumb to say this, but in this day and age, and in the mistakes I make in my life, it's not so easy to actually put into practice, where they continue to learn from their mistakes and their success in their past games.
Yeah.
And so in Dragon Quest VI, I think it is, you can actually start recruiting monsters as well as just having your regular party and game going on.
Fucking cool.
Yeah, it's such a neat, and but so it took them a while to come back and use that again because that's, you know, two games later, and it could have been later on, it could have been another game, so they were always looking back and seeing.
That's great.
It's genius. I mean, it sounds so simple and obvious, like, yeah, of course, why wouldn't you do that, but a lot of times we don't.
Well, and it's such a crazy, goofy, one-off mechanic. Because, like, once you recruit that heal slime, you don't have it for, like, a super long time.
No. You get to the end of that, like, dungeon. Yeah.
Which is, yeah, it's not crazy. I mean, you could burn through that in probably 20 minutes, honestly.
At the most, yeah. I mean, that's your first chapter that you're playing through. Yeah,
that's true.
And it seems like each chapter gets gradually and gradually longer.
Yeah. That is absolutely true.
How far did you get into chapter 4? Because that's where you were at, right?
I still think it was chapter... Torneko Tulum.
You're right. It is chapter 3 because chapter 4 is with the two girls. Yeah. So chapter 3.
Yeah, I definitely didn't make it there. I made it... I have no idea how far through. I got stuck on chapter 2 and chapter 3 for sure. Because again, like you said, I definitely played Storekeep for... kind of a while. And even then I was like, I feel like by that point I had a little bit more of an idea to like think outside the box and go back and talk to all the NPCs, because that's where it fucked me on chapter 2.
Yeah.
I was way over leveled. By the time I figured out where to go and what to do, I fucking walked through the rest of that chapter. Probably not far if I had to guess, though, to answer your question.
Yeah. It's one of those missions that's like you do one thing after another. It keeps unfolding into more and more things. Basically what you do as him is you just like set out to go find your own, you want your own shop. And along the way you run into something that you need to help them in order to progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's his whole game mechanic is. I need you to deliver this letter, and then you're delivering a letter back and forth, and then it's like, Jesus. If you want the shop, you have to make this much money, and then there is a job you can do that helps you get that much money, and it's just, but it's like you said, you have to talk to people. That's a huge mechanic in that. They will totally tell you what to do next. you just have to talk to everyone because the most random person that tells you what to do.
Not only that, you have to fucking pay attention. I'm a button spammer. Like, it's in my blood. I don't think it's ever going away. I think it's just part of who I am at this point. You have to be really fucking careful with this shit in this game. Because sometimes, more often than not, if it's an important piece of dialogue, you only have one shot at it. Like, it's... They're like, they'll tell you the thing, and then they're like, cool, I'm going to slip into a void. You'll never see me again. And you're like, where did you want me to go? Yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, you can always talk to them again, and they will give you a little snippet of the last two things they said.
Well, no, I feel like there's a couple of, like, under specific scenarios where you were given something to do or told, you know, like, whatever. And then you don't have access to that area again, or for whatever reason that NPC is like going back to a different state, you know, because you like wrap something up and then you have to go to the next leg, and like that NPC's back on his like regular, not questy person, like pathing and dialogue stuff. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, but the thing is, if you've already had the event happen that that person is giving you a clue to, then they're done giving you clues.
Well, look, either I'm really this bad at games, or maybe I ran into one or two of those. I don't know. Either way, dialogue is an important part of this game.
It is. Button smashing is not a great way to go through an RPG, especially.
I know. I get so impatient. Like, I don't like it when the text fucking prints out letter by letter. I just put the whole thing on screen. Because I'm only reading every, like, third word.
Fun hack, Ed. I think in this game you can even do... You can change how they print the dialogue. And also the speed.
I did max out the speed, and even then I was just like, fuck. That's why I button mash, is because what I want to do is, like, be able to you cancel fill the load. In. And then, yeah, it'll just print everything all at once. This game does not do that.
Do you know why they don't do that? Because you made that comment and I paid attention to it.
Really?
Why? Because it stops at a period. Like, so if the sentence is still going, and then it's going to be where you would hit for it to fill, it won't do it. Like, in the middle of a sentence, it will just continue that scroll. And do you get what I'm saying?
Not at all.
It's hard to explain. Have the game open, I can point it out to you.
Are you sure you're telling me specifically why this game doesn't have it?
Why this game has, why it does it the way that it does it.
Oh, sure.
Is due to formatting with where the sentence ends at.
I guess that makes sense. But if it's already predefined, just print all the words on screen. Like, render all of those pixels all at once for me. I need those delicious pixels.
I think you just need to slow down.
Pixels.
Smell the roses. Hang out with the bullfinch. Did you pay attention? Don't do that. That's terrible.
I bet that sounds fantastic.
Nope. Did you pay attention to the character name, like the enemy names?
Well, Jesus, now that you've asked me, I don't know that I could name a single one other than Heel Slime, but yes.
Yeah, the one was a bullfinch. And they were like, I don't know if you paid attention
to what it was. Things?
Yeah, they look like those, it's what
fuck you up, dude.
It looks like the original name should have been like Buffalo Wing or something like that, because it looks like what you would think as a kid, what buffalo, like when you, like, hear buffalo chicken. Wings
come from. Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Finch, you know, the bullfinch.
Dude, the names are cool. And it, like, I really enjoyed coming into this so late in life. I'm not like super old, but I mean, like, you know, later in life, not as a kid.
Sure.
This franchise has been around forever, right? But, you know, I'm already pretty familiar with a lot of the old school, like, Final Fantasy titles and, like, some other RPGs that, because I feel like the difference between, like, the Final Fantasy franchise and maybe the Dragon Quest, and again, I'm making massive generalizations here, especially with my obviously massive history with Dragon Quest being, you know, a month on one game, but they're imperceptible. The difference between the two is the difference between mushrooms and acid. They're both fucking awesome. They're just a little bit different in their own unique ways, but they're essentially the same thing. Just this robust storytelling, and I think especially with these older ones, you know, like the old JRPGs, where they do so much with so little, just the presentation style is very, very similar, and they all kind of do these weird hitchy things that you're like, what the fuck was that? That was so cool, you know, shit like that. But in that way, they're both, I think, very similar. And I don't remember where I was going with this.
It had to do something with being older and playing this game.
Oh, yeah. Being able to come in, you're talking about names, and, like, you know, you live in the Pokemon universe long enough, and, like, the names all just kind of feel similar. Like, you almost get a feel for, like, the creator's mentality behind how to come up with these names, right? It just all feels like its own language. It's all familiar. And you might hear a new Pokemon name for the first time and be like, oh, yeah, that's not, like, gibberish. That makes sense. These names were fucking weird.
Yeah, they are weird. They had their own
flavor about it, you know? And it's just cool to, like, the entire game felt that way, right?
Yeah.
It all felt very familiar and very strange at the same time. It was like a different person.
A mirror world.
Yeah, a mirror world. It was definitely weird, but, like, cool weird. It was very enjoyable. I liked it a lot.
It feels like what's so funny about this being, like, the granddaddy of RPGs, JRPGs, is how not seriously it takes itself, especially compared to Final Fantasy. And, like you, I'm making a generalization because I don't have the most experience in Final Fantasy.
Sure.
But those stories feel a lot more serious than Dragon Quest stories. Dragon Quest stories can get serious and feel serious, but they're never taking themselves too seriously. And I think you can see with whoever named the characters, I almost feel like it's got to be kind of a conjoined thing between the artist and the writer. Because as the games progress and through time, the names get punnier and punnier.
They do.
And you can see from, like, the older ones, like, the characters that carry over, like, mm-hmm. the Bodekin, Archer, the Slime,
yeah.
the Iron Armor. Like, those aren't punny. They're just...
Classics.
Classics, yeah. And then you've got, though, like, the Bull Finch. I don't know when the Hamwich comes into the game.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's my favorite one. It's the witch that's a pig. Like, it's a pig with a witch's hat.
Oh, you have absolutely told me about this thing before. Hell yeah.
I think I want a Hamwich tattoo.
Oh, Hamwich. I get that now. Hamwich. Jesus Christ. All I could think of was a sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fucking hilarious. Hamwich.
Hamwich, yeah.
Fucking so descriptive, dude. The humor in this game is fantastic. It's so, like, even when it's, like, kind of a little crass or just... you know, really swiping hard at those low-hanging fruit. You're like, it's still just like, it's good. They just do it well.
I don't think
it really works.
You got to any Puff Puff? Did you ever get to any lady that offered you a Puff Puff?
A Puff Puff?
Yeah, so Puff Puff.
Is that a character?
No.
Is that a...
I'm trying to think. Why don't you tell me? This may go back to the first game. Puff Puff. And I think Master Roshi says this at one point as well. And it is like when the chick, I think it's when the chick takes your boobs and, like, squishes them around your face. And it's used as a healing thing. Like it's like, it like gives you MP and your HP back. But I don't think they ever actually show you. And there's always, like, jokes made about you doing it and whatnot.
That's awesome.
Did we get a spam comment? What are we looking at here?
Oh, they're offering us their services to, you know, mod and all that shit.
Hell yeah.
It's about time.
We definitely need that. Get out of here. Get out of here with your garbage.
I love all the silly tropes.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the dialects.
I was wanting to get to that as well. Yeah, that's the dialect is, like you're saying, the funny, a low hanging fruit kind of. It's a little racy.
It's so funny because.
But it's just, we talked about it. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good. I was about to get political. Probably not a bad thing.
It's what's that called? The phonetic alphabet. The phonetic light. Yeah. So. That's what it is. And because the first time you see one of these weird ass, it's spelled weird and there's
commas where there shouldn't be.
Everything feels misspelled as fuck.
But then you read it out loud, and you're like, oh, they're Scottish. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It's good.
The Russians, it really comes out because you play as a czar or a czar princess.
Yeah.
And just the Borya's accent. And you can just feel there are different kinds of Russian accents through the way, you know, the royalty.
It's weird to see done. But like you said, once you kind of figure out, because at first I was like, this is the most botched translation job I've ever seen in my life, dude. But no, yeah, it's just English-sized accents from around the world. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's hilarious, and it's kind of cool. It adds a lot of unique flavor to the area because even like you said in the chapter two, everybody's Russian or presumed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then you kind of have this like posh vocabulary or vernacular in the castle. Then you go down to like the little town
right next to the castle.
You have to leave the instance of the castle to walk 2 feet to the fucking town. That cracked me up so hard. I was like, you mean I can't just like walk into town from the castle? Like, nope. Separate instances those people.
But in other chapters, you can.
You can, yeah. Normally you can. Yeah, it's normally, all like, yeah. Just one connecting space. And it's like, nah, the poor people live over there.
Yeah. This is the czar's house.
Yeah. But just the way, again, doing so much with so little, the whole buffalo, all that shit, I fucking love it. And I eat it up. And I think that's ultimately what I've been craving for out of games lately. And I think it's one of the reasons why games anymore seem to suck a lot more.
Because they're not using the whole buffalo?
Yeah, they're just letting like most of the buffalo rot on the side of the road next to 84 other rotten.
Well, you know why?
Buffalo.
Because it's white men running the fucking gaming industry. Who do you think didn't use all the buffalo?
Damn, I'm not going to lie. Earlier when I said that you would cut me off from being political, I thought you saved the podcast. And then... Yeah,
that's what I do.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, I like that.
That's what I'm here for.
Almost as much as I liked this game.
There's so many good things to say.
I can't. Music, obviously, 10 out of 10. Fan fucking tastic. You can crawl into fucking wells in this game, and sometimes there are things in the wells to find.
Did you find a mini medal?
The mini medal, yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't remember on which character, but yes.
So there's. They're just hidden throughout the game, and they wanted there to just be something for people to collect.
Oh.
And in some of the games, I believe in most like the older games, mm-hmm. mini medals don't do anything for you. It's just like, look at, yeah.
Serotonin whenever I fucking...
Oh, I 100%ed this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I feel that. And hell yeah, that's why I'm playing the game, is to feel good.
That's right.
That's fucking great, dude. I love that.
I like that. It's just such a good little touch. Like you said, the wells. There is never a game or a Dragon Quest game or any well where I don't click on it or go down it.
If I can't go into the well, it's not a good game.
I'm going to agree with you.
It's not a real game.
We used to have ratings that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we had something like that was like ladders, yeah. Ladders and wells. You gotta have those in games.
There are some really dog shit ladder mechanics out there.
And there's some dog shit well mechanics out there too. Come on, people.
That's right. Some of them are just fucking textile packs. Yeah. What the fuck?
Make it usable. Make some water noises. Make the thing turn.
Yeah. Make the thing turn. Is it that hard to turn the thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Give me a little flickering animation. It would just make it look like it's moving.
Yeah. Put a little bucket in there. Mm. Let me touch the bucket.
That was the most enunciated bucket I've ever heard.
Like
yeah,
bucket. You got to really open the mouth. Damn,
I don't want to. I'm okay.
Bucket.
You just went southern, I think.
I don't know what I did, but I like it, and I'll do it again later. In the Patreon, for $5, just an hour of me saying the word bucket over and over again.
I'll pay you not to say that.
Sold.
Over and over again.
Just made $5.
I'm trying to think of anything else that I'm trying to cover on this. It's just it just speaks for itself. It's a simple game, really. And they are all very similar to their formula in the Dragon Quest series. You'll feel right at home when we play another one.
That's awesome.
But they all have a little different thing about them that just makes them all pleasurable to play. And like you said, the serotonin release that this game gives you.
So good.
Like, something I used to not like was when you level up is the only time that the fighting mechanics, like you were saying, how quick it goes through all of it. That really slows it down, because if you have the volume on, you'll hear it playing through this whole celebration song that's like the intro song. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just sitting there seemingly paused or frozen on the whatever the last text, you know.
Yeah, you gained so much XP or whatever. Right. And then, boom, you leveled up. But that pause time.
Oh, dude. It's actually glorious. Because I'm like, wait, hold on. I think I leveled up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, motherfucker. Dude.
Also, yeah, we can absolutely talk about the actual RPG aspect. Fuck yeah, dude. Hidden XP, but you can check it if you want. Absolutely fire. I actually fucking loved the shit out of that.
That's called immersion.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, you just be like out there killing shit in the fucking fields.
Just going and going.
And then you're just like,
going.
Boom, level 10. You're like, holy fuck, I didn't even know I was so close.
And when it's can be satisfying, can be heartbreaking.
Dude, because
you're out there forever and ever and ever. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go. I gotta go check with the priest and see how long until my level up is. And it might be like, oh, dude, you got one more fight, basically.
Yeah, one more
like,
fight,
hell yeah.
Leveling up.
Or you've got 3,000 XP left to get.
Fuck. Yeah, when you're getting like 60 a pop for a pretty decent fight.
Yeah.
So that would be actually a really hefty fight, actually. That's
And
I loved it.
Another thing I was going to talk about, and we talked about it in the Dragon Ball Z episode, was how you start out hitting low, but also your enemies are hitting low.
Yeah.
Something they do also in these early Dragon Quest games, is not sure if you noticed, when you cross a bridge is when the enemies get more difficult.
Yeah, they don't. The zone doesn't scale with your level.
No.
No.
Which
and is. I am a huge fan of fucking hard capped level zones. Hell yes. Fuck scaling, dude. I wanna sweat my nuts off and then run back through here later and fucking bop every one of these motherfuckers time on the face.
You can't hit me. You can't even touch me. You're so weak that I just dodge every fucking move or you hit and it just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, if I can't go in the well, be invincible. What was the other thing we were talking about?
Ladders.
Well, definitely. Yeah, ladders, of course. Ladder mechanics have to be good. If I can't climb the ladder, fuck off. No, it's at the very beginning we were talking about it. It'll come to me, but this other mystery thing that honestly might not actually have happened, if we're being real about it.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, those things.
Those things.
Fuck yeah, those things.
I love the progression of that. It's like you said, running back through a level, the area that used to just scare you. And
just
now you're going there just
shit.
For easy XP. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it feels so good, especially when you've been, you were like getting your shit pushed in, you know, low level, and you're like, oh, you know what, I bet I could just run down there and do that right now. I don't want to grind before, and then you just get fucking,
you get so
pushed
fucked.
All the way in.
It's such a Dragon Souls. Yeah, that's what it is,
honestly.
Dragon Souls, because you go out there and you're like, I can play this game. I've played 100 RPGs. And you just can so quickly die. I'm doing great. I'm kicking ass. And
it
then
just falls apart.
Did you encounter any of the fire spirits?
Oh, fuck. In chapter 2?
And
dude.
They'll multiply?
They'll multiply. They'll give you an effect. They don't put you to sleep, do they?
No, do they paralyze? Yeah, I don't think so. Because I don't think they have burn mechanics. So that can't
no,
be that.
No, it might have been paralyzed.
But it's the
they had an incapacitation of something.
You go to hit it, and it just you don't land a hit, and it causes it to duplicate.
Yeah,
and you have no other choice. Like, you have to attack.
You know what absolutely fucks on those things?
Crack,
dude.
But when your plan is Tornico Talun, you don't have that.
You don't have magic.
You only have attacks.
Do you ever form a party in Chapter 3?
No.
Fuck, dude. Those solo, like, that's intense.
It gets so scary.
Like, you don't have, honestly, if you know,
and you
fuck
lose
the extra abilities, just only about like having the turn economy and just being able to, like, maybe you're not putting DPS out in a round, but like I have three other turns on my party or two or whatever, you know, and I can heal with it.
Yeah.
Or something, or use yeah. an item, or yep. fucking anything.
Do anything, but you're
not, dude. You get one go, and then these motherfuckers are going to beat the shit out of you, and you just have to take it.
That
then...
slow process of the arena, or you're fighting solo after being with that group the whole time, and you just have all fucking herbs.
That's what they're going to do. It's just like, okay, hey, we're going to stand over here. Good luck. And you're like... You're holding all of my fucking medical supplies, dude. What do you mean you're going to wait over there?
Another thing, organization. You had to be organized with what you have in your bag, what people are holding. You don't want your medic to hold a bunch of medical herbs.
No.
Because if he goes down, you are fucked.
You are fucked. Everyone needs to hold at least a couple of their own.
Yep.
And you only get is it like 12 slots? Total?
Yeah, you don't get a lot.
It's not a lot. And then you have the communal bag, but then you can't use items the bag, from the bag in combat, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, and of course, they don't tell this to you. No. It's just, you have to, I love this. The game, the info's there, if you're paying attention, right? Like, to understand that mechanic and, like, use that to your advantage, or maybe not to your advantage, but, like, you know, factor that into your planning and, you know, your strategy.
Yeah. There we go.
Holy fuck, the word eluded me for ages. But that absolutely fucked me a few times. Because at the beginning, it almost doesn't really fucking matter. Like, you're not really ever getting pushed around super hard. You don't mm-hmm. need a lot of herbs. And then it fucking starts to ramp a bit. Dude, chapter 2, I think I died the most. For sure.
I think I'm with you there, actually, too. Yeah. Yeah, that was...
And, Boria, that weak old fuck dude, that dude was dying left and right.
Boria is what I read it as.
What did I say?
No, I mean, you said Boria. I read it as like Boria. Because it's like, it's Russian, right? So like, oh, yeah, Boria. Yeah, Russian.
Boria. Yeah. Sure, why not? Yeah, cool dude, actually. And he does get some dope non-combat spells.
Did you pick up on the fact that Kirill has the hots for the princess?
Yes.
I love
it. He's an absolute, like, he's...
Doesn't get touched on again, really. No. I think it's just, like, you can read the page in one of the books when you're looking through the bookshelves. Oh, yeah, he's got the little drawn picture of her. It's like, there's, like, a drawn picture of her.
Yeah.
And then he's a little too excited, I feel like, to, like,
oh, yeah. Go he's with... He's like, ooh, I'll go.
And, he's like, and he, like...
Calm down.
Calms down a little bit or something, you know. It's just cute. They don't touch on that again until chapter 5, I believe.
Oh, shit. Okay. That is cute, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have something to ship, you know?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of opportunities to ship in this game, for sure.
Taniko's wife.
Honestly, dude, I bet she fucks.
Just the sweetest lady.
Dude, she's so nice.
Fucking makes your food every day for you. She makes
different food every day.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I felt bad. I never ate it because I was never in combat at the beginning. And she's like, oh, you didn't eat your fucking food that I worked so hard to make for you yesterday? That's okay. I'll throw it away. Here's today's lunch that I worked so hard to make for you. Oh, thanks, sweetie.
They're like, those are the ones that I thought were Scottish.
In chapter 3, 4.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that was just how I read the accent. It's so funny. That's what I was going to ask you, is how you read that accent.
I think I clearly... I'm not going to lie, dude. I got most of the way through chapter 2 before I realized that they were Russian. I was like... Because, you know, I saw a TikTok about this. But, it, you know, some chick talking... Like, she's narrating her inner monologue of her reading any fantasy book. And it's just like the names are all like, whoa. It's just like, you do, like, you know what? I will like visually remember that these letters in this sequence are this person. My brain does not have a way to say that out loud. And I do the same. I'm just like, that's that guy's name. Perfect. I can remember that.
Yep.
Yeah. So I absolutely do the same thing. And then I'm just like trying to navigate around the dialect to understand what they're saying. And I don't actually, like, I usually don't slow down enough to read, like, hear the things I'm reading in my head. Yeah.
You're just trying to figure out what they're saying.
It's like ghost reading, where you're like, you know, because you're reading words ahead of where you're actually comprehending. But, like, I feel like that split stream of dual inbound information just perpetuates all the way downstream throughout the whole thought process. Everything's just a few behind. And it it just never really fully gets done. It's just like, I got the gist.
It sounds like you shouldn't be
reading,
spamming.
Oh,
your fucking A button, and slow down and read.
Yeah, I know, but I'm probably a lot less likely to keep playing the game. I should probably get diagnosed.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's why I hate playing games so much. I'm just like, come on, come on.
Come on, I don't want part of the half of the game.
Don't leave me with my thoughts.
Don't make me use my brain.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so I'll have to make an appointment for that. But yeah, fun game. Fun game. I know. I feel like I've said this about many of the games, as we both have. I really want to keep playing this game.
So I have a dirty little secret. I had selfish intentions with choosing this game. Where I am, I have this game on my phone. I got it from, you can buy almost all the Dragon Quest games on the Play Store or the Apple Store, whatever you use.
Oh, shit.
And they are, this one is on the phone, a direct port of the DS version.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And
so sick.
So I have been stuck in this game because I don't know what to do. Because I set it down for a while and I picked it back up and now I don't know where I was at. And rather than wanting to traverse all over and figure it out, I figured we could just play this game on the podcast and I can get myself to where I'm at on my phone and then I'll just keep playing on my phone from there on.
Yeah. 27 episodes? so you don't have to run around and talk to a few NPCs?
So, and then the other cool thing about playing this game on your phone versus any other game on your phone, you can play it like this. You can play it vertical.
Portrait
you
don't. Mode.
No one needs to know you're gaming at work.
Oh my god! Yes.
Texting my wife.
You're just like, yeah. Oh, sorry, just banging out an email.
Yeah, exactly. But
just gonna check my stonk portfolio.
Really, just killing some Bodokin archers.
Fuck
you know?
Yeah, dude. God, I do really want to see. I at some point, I don't feel like it took me super long. I probably just when chapter two started, honestly, and I was like, these are seemingly not connected at all, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, obviously we're introducing, everybody's going to probably converge and then the main plot will kick off or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Turns out I wasn't super wrong.
No, you are. You are correct.
I really wanted to see where it all like kind of came together. Obviously I didn't make it that far, so I'm kind of bummed.
Well, just put like 10 more hours in.
Done.
I don't think it's even that many. I bet it's 6 hours to get to that.
I feel like I could really go, I could burn through this game a lot more quickly if I wasn't fucking off so much.
Mm.
But I think that's why I like games like this so much. There's so much to explore.
Oh, absolutely.
They reward it well enough.
It's not a game to just rush through.
Well, then there's bunch of shit that's off to the side that you're like, was that important? Like, did I need to do that? Because it kind of feels like I didn't.
And it also feels like that might affect the story down the line.
Yeah, dude. Oh, don't get me wrong. I do love that, like, RPG choices matter, gameplay. Like, I enjoy that, as I think a lot of people do. But I kind of miss it when it wasn't like, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, that is what we're doing. Everything matters all the time. But, like, feeling like I did something that may have mattered and really not even knowing, and like that just added so much flavor to the existing storytelling, world building, whatever. But I'm like, I feel like I had an impact, whereas like games that like, no, you have an impact, I'm like, yeah, but I have an impact on these 16 pre-scripted storyline. And like, it's so weird, by like directly chasing out that thing that we love, we almost made it worse. And I don't want to, you know, maybe not everybody feels that way about that sort of thing, but.
No, you know. I feel what you mean. It's definitely, they just like, it's between a slow burn and a quick fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the difference between going to church and smoking meth.
No.
We did put the viewership tags on here, right?
Yeah, we absolutely did.
Hell yeah. No,
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, all right, we're all right.
Yeah, meth.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's like that at all.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Tomato, tomato.
Well, I hate to burn you out on something that I love truly, deeply. So
okay.
Now let's move on from this to our next game.
Dude, I'm going to miss this one. I loved it a lot. I can't wait. We do have more Dragon Quest games to look forward to.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, sayonara, and I can't wait to see it down the line. But I am excited about this next one, actually.
We are playing...
This one's Lord of the Rings Aragorn's Quest.
I've never heard of this game.
I haven't either specifically. I think... On the
well,
on
what
the
does
sixth...
that just mean? I haven't either specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of this game specifically. Yeah,
well, like
that's
I've heard
what
of Lord
the
of the
game...
Rings game. Yeah. Come on, semantics. Semantics. I haven't heard of this game specifically. I've heard of games before.
Yeah,
I've heard
and
of
even
Lord,
Lord
of
the Rings.
Rings
games.
I've even heard of Lord of the Rings games.
I didn't know there was a Lord of the Rings game on the DS. I can't say I ever went looking for it either.
That's
but...
fair. I'm not super surprised by it because they've had a lot of handheld titles in the Nintendo lineup. So
have we discussed that on here before?
I feel like we have a little bit. I don't think we've ever gotten...
Because I know you have some experience with it, and I also have some experience with it. And while that doesn't sound like the craziest thing to you, the new viewer, the old viewer may say, well, that's rare that we both grew up playing a game. Because I don't think we grew up playing any
most,
of the same
I would
games.
Say most, not at all. Especially not during the same-ish time.
Yeah, but I would say you were probably playing Lord of the Rings on the GBA. Did you have the one that was the RPG? Like, it was, a turn-based RPG?
Yeah.
That
so
was the Fellowship, right?
Yes, dude.
And
the
then,
turn-based, yeah, Fellowship RPG.
And then the Twin Towers was a Diablo clone on the GBA.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't, I know.
Really,
I
never
didn't,
thought to,
I,
like.
I'm stealing that from someone else.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Yeah. That's, I was, because I was, literally, I was going to say it's an action.
RPG, top-down, isometric.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a
it's
Diablo,
a Diablo
clone.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I don't think
dude,
I
those
had.
Games were so much fucking
I don't think I had the third one on there.
The Diablo clone as well. Because there were two.
Was it
there
also?
Two on think on the GameCube that were those Diablo clone-esque types?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know if we'd call those ones Diablo clones. Because they were like a hack and slash. You know, it was more down and behind the back. So for the camera angle not being isometric, I can't call it a Diablo clone. But I think I know what you're talking about.
Because the Twin Towers, there was at least one other of those, I thought. And I thought it was The Return of the King.
That was the Diablo one. Maybe on the GBA it is.
I never played one of those type third person style games on the GBA.
No. I'm saying the Diablo style clone, the Diablo style Return of the King would have been on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, we are maybe not thinking of the same thing then.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember ever playing The Return of the King. I know I had, and I thought I had one for Game Boy Color as well, but now I don't remember which one that would have been.
Well, there was also that RPG, turn-based RPG that went through, because it had the 3D exploration, but then it would have turn-based.
That one was for the PC. I think so.
Maybe I played it on the GameCube.
Oh.
And that one was also really good. I can't remember what the fuck all these games' names were.
Was that The Hobbit, maybe? And not...
Definitely no.
Okay.
Because I remember specifically you play through... I remember the Mines of Moria.
Okay.
With the Fellowship.
So don't you guys do the Mines of Moria and The Hobbit as well?
Fair point.
It's the only overlapping location.
That is... Yeah, fair point.
Besides,
the in between
build up,
yeah. No, that's actually totally fair.
But you had the Fellowship with you, so.
Yeah, I can't remember any of these games' names, but I am willing to not do the research and absolutely declare
I probably
played at least one of those games around the same time.
I'm going to go ahead and do the research this week on the Lord of the Rings games.
All right, yeah, do the research.
There's a lot of them. And Lord of the Rings being as old as it is, I bet there's older games for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if there's any...
like Atari Lord of the Rings?
Cinematic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I bet there are. Because, I mean, pre-cinematic, well, there was the animated Hobbit and Fellowship and all that, wasn't there?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, those are old as dirt.
Yeah, they
are fucking weird.
They are strange, yeah.
And the edits are weirder, dude. Yeah. Some weird fucking edits from that show.
Yeah, and having recently read The Hobbit, I did try to... I wanted to watch the movie. And so I started watching the animated one and immediately was like, well, this isn't it. This isn't following the story at all. So I started watching the movie. Kind of the same way. And it's weird because like Gandalf is reading Bilbo's diary.
Oh yeah.
Why not have Bilbo be the one reading his own diary entry? Because I don't know. And that was another one where I was like, this also isn't the book. So kind of sucks.
This shit sucks. Because I did really like, I've read The Hobbit, I've read The Silmarillion. I don't remember The Silmarillion at all. I remember most of The Hobbit. Hobbit's great.
While we were on our vacation that we took, and that was the whole elongated episode releases, we went to a used entertainment store and I finally found, I'd been searching for a while at like thrift stores and shit for The Hobbit and The Fellowship, and I just found those. So that's really funny timing for our list to land on that. That works out. That's
pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to read The Fellowship. I've seen the movies.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a whole lot more to digest. And now I don't have to like, I'm curious to if Frodo is as much of a bitch in the books as he is in the movies.
I've not read through the trilogy.
So I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Is that just Elijah Wood's take on Frodo? I don't think because Elijah Wood has played some tougher roles.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. I feel like they were really trying to sell the like hypnotic influence, you know, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they were trying to play up Sam as the protector. Yeah, I don't hate Elijah Wood in, you know, as
Frodo.
I just don't
like Frodo.
Yeah, that's damn. I've never really thought to myself, I don't like Frodo.
And
now you're talking about it, and I'm like,
you're about to just try to defend him, aren't you?
Sucks, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I immediately thought of the interaction with Shelob from the movies, the giant spider queen.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Dude, he's such a little bitch. Fucking Sam runs out there and fucking starts beating the fucking brakes off that bitch, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And like, meanwhile, fucking little limp dick Frodo's already fucking shriveled up like a little nutsack, just fucking getting cold, and he's like, fucking, I'll save you, Master Frodo. Frodo does not... Yeah, fuck Frodo, dude. God damn, wow. I didn't realize I had all that in there.
So it's glad this game isn't about Frodo and about Aragorn.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
He's a very cool guy.
Fucking hot, sexy little badass, dude.
He is.
What a good-looking man.
While we're on it, just before we close it out, having read The Hobbit, there's Balfour or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he never comes up ever again, and like, what a waste of an awesome character.
Does he not?
I don't think so. I don't ever remember someone being in the movies that could turn into a wolf bear.
Yeah, I don't. Fuck.
I feel like I would remember that because I'm a big fan of wolf bears.
Movies.
Was it an owl bear or a wolf bear?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Either way, cool shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. It looked kind of hack and slashery.
Yeah, it looks...
And I really enjoyed those games as a kid, so try not to set my expectations too high, because...
Hopes high, expectations low. Heart. Expectations high, hopes low. Tomato, tomato. Oh. Either way.
Whichever one doesn't hurt my feelings more or less.
Yeah, whatever. I'm with that. Absolutely.
I don't want to be sad anymore. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for tuning in for another episode.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. As always, we can be found on every streaming service. That's under right. Pocket Space Cast. Do you have to say the space?
Well, we don't have to, but
exclamation mark.
They won't be able to see it.
Pocket Cast. Exclamation mark.
I take that back. Maybe they can.
They can.
They can. Awesome.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a great vacation. We sure did.